eventually, usually, the truth comes to the surface, and if you did something horrible, it will be found out. We're seeing it quite a bit these days with DNA testing, where it's like, oh, yes, that uncle who's always been a little bit weird off there in the corner, his DNA seems to match a string of women that were killed on the highway in 76 to 78. Who would have thunk? I mean, everybody in the family did think that, but there's no way of proving it through all those Christmases and Thanksgivings and New Year's and the weird stares and him secretly pouring bizarre things into people's drinks and then disappearing for hours on end. That uncle, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, I don't have that uncle, but I did have one that fucked around with fireworks a lot. And
who didn't, Tony?
Well, I had the one who had like the M80s, and then he'd light them and toss them behind my grandmother. And then I go, boom! And she was like, ah! And she was, you know, in her 60s, 70s at that point in time.
Who does that?
This guy. This guy
was
did
he,
that.
Is he a blood relative or was he like a married?
Marriage. He was marriage. Yeah. Yep.
Is he still around?
He is. He has not passed yet. I'd imagine there's probably not a lot of time left, but he is in fact still around.
There might be a place in hell for him.
There might be. He always reminded me of Kramer, kind of, from Seinfeld.
Oh.
Didn't look like Kramer, but yeah. Had just a weird disposition about him. But that's not what happened in this case. But it is a case of someone who, several years after a horrible incident occurred, the truth is coming to the surface as a Connecticut woman has pled guilty to manslaughter 6 years after her husband's death. Linda Cusada Begazi, a 76-year-old woman from Connecticut, has pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter, marking a significant development in a case surrounding the death of her husband, Dr. Pierluigi Begazi. The plea, announced by Hartford Judicial District State's Attorney Charmise L. Wolcott, follows a six-year legal saga that began when Dr. Begazi's mysterious demise took place. Dr. Begazi was an 84-year-old professor at the University of Connecticut. He was discovered deceased in the couple's home in Burlington in February of 18. The grim revelation came to light during a welfare check initiated by his employer, who had not heard from Dr. Begazi for several months. Authorities believe Dr. Begazi passed away in July of 2017, as confirmed by a medical examiner who cited blunt force trauma to his head as the cause of death. Circumstances surrounding his demise raised suspicions, particularly as police found evidence suggesting that his body had been stored in the basement for months. Always surprises me when people think that this is the best route after someone's dead. Let's hold on to the body. Hold on for one more day. Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day.
Thank you, Wilson Phillips.
That does not apply when you've murdered someone accidentally. Holding on for one more day, things are not going to change. Things are not going to go your way. So don't hold on for one more day.
Accidentally, though?
Well, you know, someday somebody's going to turn around and make you want to say goodbye. You got to tell them, baby, don't you let them turn around and make you cry. Don't you know?
You know the song a little
things
too well.
Are going your way. You got to hold on for one more day. Hold on for one more day.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Good job.
What's another Wilson Phillips song we can weave into this story?
Yeah. There's others. I really don't know that many.
There was Wilson Phillips. Let me.
Well, here's my thing. So he's 84 years old. And his employer hadn't heard from him. So he's 84 and he's still working?
Yeah, why not?
That doesn't give me hope for my future.
Well, hell, I mean, Stevie Nicks is still working and she's 75. So,
well, you know. Dude, I mean, I love you, but I don't want to be working for you at age 84.
Guess what? You have no fucking choice. So
apparently.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Dude, it's going to be like, Tony, I'm coming, but my walker is moving really slowly right now.
Exactly.
I've got something under my wheel. My tennis ball fell off.
It's another cat.
Oh, I guarantee it.
There's a cat stuck to my wheel again. authorities believe that he passed away in July of 2017. who was confirmed by the medical examiner, who cited blood for... Okay, we already did that part. Investigation into the case uncovered the disturbing detail. Despite Dr. Boghossian's death, his paychecks continued to be deposited into the couple's joint checking account until the authorities
discovered. There's your reason.
Yeah, I'm surprised he kept getting paid, though, if he wasn't showing up for work for a year.
Yeah, but if he's a tenured professor, which I imagine at the age 84, he probably was tenured.
Yeah.
Maybe he was on sabbatical, or maybe he just was an absent-minded professor. I don't know. Maybe they thought this is what he does.
In the wake of the guilty plea, Cusada Boghossian faces charges of first-degree manslaughter and larceny. Her sentencing is slated for June 28th in Hartford Superior Court, bringing a semblance of closure to a case that's gripped the community for years. The case has been pending for 6 years, so we're thankful we're able to catch a resolution today, remarked State's Attorney Charmise Wolcott following her plea. Cusada Boghossian's legal journey began in February 18, 2018, when she was initially charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence. Despite posting a $1.5 million bail, she was placed under house arrest with the details of the case sealed in court. University of Connecticut community mourned the loss of Dr. Boghossian, acknowledging his longtime tenure as a faculty member in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at UConn School of Medicine. UConn Health expressed its condolences in a statement highlighting the collaborative efforts between the university and local law enforcement involving Dr. Boghossian's death, and going, oh, sorry, we didn't say anything for the couple of years he was not showing up to work.
Wow, this is a story. I don't want to think of elderly people going to jail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing, if it's a mercy killing because your spouse is, you know, terminally ill and you can't do that. But this is different. Doesn't sound like he was sick. This wasn't a mercy killing. This was,
yeah,
I'm sick of your shit. You get a really good paycheck, so I'm going to keep taking that. But you're headed to the basement. We're done.
Yeah, I think that might have been what took place here. Instead of just taking a look at the situation and going and saying, you know what? You're clearly in love with someone else. I don't want to kill you. I'd rather request Wilson Phillips on Y96 FM. There you go. You know, you could just solve anything.
You haven't lost your DJ ability at all.
You can solve anything with a little bit of requesting songs on radio. This was a, here we go. Coming up, your 7-day forecast. And then we're going to talk about Dr. Boghossian's death and how he was in the basement rotting away. First, Wilson Phillips. And here, cold intro. But then I think it goes for. But when that change comes, okay, come on. I don't think the radio edit had that on it. No. Here, this is how it started.
But then you can talk
radio
right here.
Yes. Dr. Boghossian, well, some closure has finally come to him. It's going to be cloudy this afternoon, 74. Now, Wilson Phillips.
Wow, look at you. This was a lesson in radio for those of you who are not familiar with how radio really works. We're always looking for the post, and the post is where the artist begins singing, because DJs should never trample over the post. And Tony just exhibited to you exactly how it's done in many cases.
Hang on. Here we go. Coming up, we're going to talk about more death and horrible people doing horrible things. Your 7-day forecast is on the way as well at your number one hit death station.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
First, we're going to jam out to the song that we know Miss Linda Cusada Boghossian has been requesting every day as she's locked in her home on house arrest for the murder of her husband. Brandy, sitting up in my room, right here, on 96.5 Death FM. Okay, that would have been the intro. This is an album cut. Death FM. Boom.
Oh, man.
Here we go. I missed
it. There it is.
I miss doing that for ketchup packets. That was what we used to get paid in, by the way, was ketchup packets and mustard.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty Fridays. Much. Radio is very cutthroat as far as pay.
Yeah, but that was
fun. We could do an entire podcast on radio.
I can talk up to the vocals on any song. What a skill.
Well, how many people... It is a skill. It's a skill to be on air. It's a skill to understand how to captivate an audience. That's a thing.
Yeah, no, that is true. Count it. That's true. It just didn't really apply well when you leave the radio. Like, what are your skills? I can hit the post on any song.
Yeah, you get that dumb stare of, I don't know what that means.
That's great. That's, what have you been doing in your life? Talking up ramps of songs. Anyway, Linda Cusada Bagazzi, it came back to bite her, and it'll be interesting to see what her actual sentence is, being 76 years old. Maybe more house arrest? Maybe a prison? I don't know.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.